It is 2 days before General Synod, and I am packing a bag for Vancouver. Now, I am the daughter of a naval officer, and I learned at approximately age 5 how to roll my shirts, stuff my shoes, and coordinate my colors so as to maximize the space available in my suitcase, which is a good thing because I do not believe that I have ever traveled anywhere with less than half of what I own. So, gum boots, sandals, blue jeans, business suit, computer, phone charger, headset, and books. Way too many books. Plus, I must always leave some room for whatever little trinkets and additions to my wardrobe I might accumulate on the way. And that is in addition, of course, to all the other tedious preparations which precede any trip. Ferry reservations, ready access to cash, dog sitters, and an itinerary. And Jesus says to the 70, whom he's about to send ahead of him to prepare his way, "Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals." In other words, you need to get going. Forget the suitcase. Further, what I'm asking you to do is not going to cost you any money, and it won't make you any money either, so you can leave your purse at home too. It is, by any standard, strange advice. And like much Semitic writing, an example of overstatement in order to make a point. So, what is Jesus' point? In the first place, we need to remember a key piece of information we heard last week, namely that at this point in Luke's gospel, Jesus has set his face to Jerusalem, and he's on his way there to die. One of the things I learned at close range during my little sister's unsuccessful journey with cancer is that impending death has a way of clarifying the mind and of introducing a new urgency to the things that really matter. Because you see, when there's not much time left, you can't be leaving things till tomorrow. Jesus wants to bring the word of God's compassion and liberation to as many people as he possibly can before he dies. So what does he do? He picks 70 of his followers and he sends them on ahead to till the soil, as it were, in preparation for his own visit. In Jesus' mind, there's just no time to be lost. Forget rolling your shirts, forget stuffing your shoes, just go. Get on with it. But secondly, more even than Jesus' sense of urgency is his conviction that the work he is sending the 70 to do requires that they learn to travel lightly. I remember a pre-ordination retreat I once attended. My job was to make a speech about how important an annual retreat is and to introduce the retreat conductor. So Father Tim began by outlining the agenda, which included several talks, opportunities for worship, and for the retreatants to make their confession. Now, making a confession is pretty standard fare prior to ordination, but would not likely have been a habitual practice for many of those ordinands. And I will never forget how Tim encouraged them to take advantage of that opportunity both during the retreat and throughout their ministry, because he said, "Where you are going, it is best to travel light." So there aren't very many priests in this room. Let's just all of us think about this metaphor in our own lives, this metaphor of traveling light. In Tim's case, I think he meant that it is best not to be burdened in our lives by guilt, not to be dragging the detritus of fractured friendships in our wake, not to be indentured to the soreness we feel towards those who have criticized us or hurt us in some way. Because here's the thing, it's pretty hard to bear somebody else's burdens if our own hands and heart are already full. Now, Jesus, it seems to me, may have been saying something slightly different. He had to know that he was asking something difficult of the 70. He's sending them through Samaria. That's a province where the people would despise them, and for whom the 70 themselves would have had very little respect. And he's asking them to preach and to heal and to do battle with evil, activities at which they were novices all. And he's telling them not to make plans for accommodation, not to carry a bit of mad money in case they get in trouble, not to prepare for the possibility that they might end up on their ear out on the street. Let us make no mistake, in this reading, to travel light is to clothe yourself in vulnerability. Jesus recognizes this when he says, "I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves." I'm pretty sure the 70 would not have been taking all that much comfort in the messianic promise of Isaiah that one day the wolf will lie down with the lamb and a little child shall lead them. Nevertheless, Jesus preferred the risk of traveling lightly to the safety of traveling through life encumbered. I suppose, you know, he could have run a semester's worth of tutorials teaching the 70 to anticipate every single objection or hurdle that they might encounter and how to deflect. He could have drilled them on various evasive and confrontational responses when people got in their faces. He could have loaded them down with pamphlets and props betokening their authority to speak in his name. Why, he could even have let me pack for them. They'd have been ready for anything. But you know what? They would still be on the road, lugging all that stuff over rutted paths and rugged hills. The truth is, you can't protect yourself against every eventuality. And even if you try, you'll spend most of your life missing life. Your life will be like a labyrinthine bureaucracy, which for all its equipment is simply not equipped for simplicity, not equipped to respond nimbly or to adapt to the happy or hapless curves that life throws at us. Surely it is better to be like young David, carrying nothing but 5 pebbles and a slingshot, than the great Goliath buried under the weight of armor and javelin. And similarly, Jesus advises the 70 to carry no purse. A purse, and here we continue to play with this image of traveling lightly. A purse is a bit like your basement or your garage. It's a place for accumulating stuff, lots of stuff. And frankly, as you will know if you have ever had to move or downsize, most of it not very useful. Jesus is saying, this mission that I am giving you, this life that I have given you to live, is a great deal more about what you yourself give to it than you can receive from it. And you will be surprised when you give unstintingly and freely of yourself, the extent to which you will be blessed in return. The best blessings are not the ones you can carry around in a wallet. Life isn't about seeing, as they say, who can accumulate the most toys before they die. Because the more toys you have, the harder it is to carry them with you. No, my friends, Tim Foley spoke in the spirit of Jesus when he told those ordinands, where you are going, it is best to travel light. Amen.